Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Law and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio,
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio,
ready.
Entertained.
With your host,
Rich Money. Don't keep it locked.
And you're listening to GQ Palace. Let's go.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Do it. Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Death. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Keep it locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip, wash the wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and chat. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go. What's going on, Dons and Beavis? What's going on? Welcome us back, Rich Money and Storm, GQ College Radio, Love and Entertainment. You know how we do our show first battle. I cannot thank my co-host, you know, for now. Let me just fill y'all in, because, you know, now Storm is actually my wife. Yes, she is. We finally did the big thing. You know, definitely appreciate y'all for tuning in tonight. You know, filling y'all in. Let me tell y'all, y'all better stay dry because it's real bad out there tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely bad out there tonight. What can I say? What's going on? Tonight, we're supposed to have Tanae Jackson on. You know, the next generation of the Jacksons. I know she informed me last night that she'll be getting on a plane around this time. So we still haven't received a call from her yet. You know, we're doing things a little different now. So we're going to see if she call in, fine. If she don't, ain't no love lost. You know how we do. Now, this weather is something crazy right now. So I hope y'all in the house, y'all nice, y'all warm. You know, you're staying dry. Tomorrow is supposed to be a little clear, you know, a little chilly. But, you know, anything will be better than what's going on right now. It's supposed to be between 33 to 46 degrees tomorrow. So, you know, it's going to be a little chilly, but still it's just warm. It won't be none of this storm. It'll be the kind of sunny, maybe a little cloudy. But what I also want to do is I want to give some birthday shout-outs, you know, to my sister Chantel, my mother-in-law Ethel, my brother-in-law Gerald,
my Aunt Barbara, my little cousin Manny, you know, my cousin Felicia, woman of love and faith, you know, definitely give them a shout out. But what's actually going on right now, Tanae Jackson's supposed to come on, you know. If she don't come on, like I said, no love lost. But until the meanwhile, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a little music for y'all. You know, I know the weather is bad. This is definitely that cuddling weather. You know, I'm not too sure about even going out. I don't even think it's the weather to go out in, to be truthful. Tonight is the night to just stay in the house, tune in, you know. Don't be listening to the impersonators. Listen to the originators. GQ Palace Radio, you know how we do. All right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into this first song. You know, it's Remy Ma featuring Chris Brown. Pretty Brown Eyes. You know how that goes. I don't know if y'all heard this before. I know some people didn't, because when I asked them about it, they didn't hear it yet. That means you ain't listening to what's going on. But here it is. Remy Ma featuring Chris Brown. Pretty Brown. GQ Palace Radio. Love and Entertainment.
Glow body looking like cinnamon. I'm running shit right now. I think I pulled a ligament. Fashion killer, a liar assassin. Vet mom villain, Balenciaga bastard. Got that melanin magic. Brown skin popping. Always fly. I stay in the cockpit. I want it. I cop it. Open the door then lock it. Hey, time for me touch the city. Stop it.
Pretty brown eyes. They all know ya. They need you in their life, but you my vibe tonight, and I love you, oh. Baby, don't try to act like you ain't been texting me, saying what you wanna go. With them pretty brown ties between your legs tonight, is what I wanna do.
I'm a real writer, rap crown taker, ass so soft because it's not faker. I'll show you how to move in a room full of whole bitches. Met me and now he don't even know, bitch, it's icy. You be on IG, I'm thick, you sick, damn, you need an IV. Show me your ID, cause I don't know you, chick. You scared the height, you know, to jump off my dick.
Yeah, my pretty brown eyes, they all know you, and they want you. I know they need you in their life, but you my vibe tonight, and I know.
Everybody notice me, I can even go to sleep, I'm rolling on a beam. They tried to give me, they got on my knees like Jesus, please. You don't even believe in Jesus, why you got a Jesus, please? If you wanna leave, just leave, you ain't gotta lie to me. Even a blind can see, you ain't gonna ride for me. ain't even showing me the love you say you got for me. Ain't no loyalty, you lied to me. You said that you was gonna ride for me.
Tell me again.
Feeling like this shit ain't for me. I've been out in my feelings, man. This shit ain't even me. Swear up and down that you love me, but you never showing me. You think I'm good, cause I'm out here in designer, baby. Swear you a joke, you really broke. Let's just be honest, baby. I really hope that you just get this understood. We ain't compatible, baby. This shit ain't good. You don't even pick your phone up. Out here picking these hoes up. I got different niggas on my line. Curving different niggas all the time. You ain't showing me the love you say you got for me. Ain't no loyalty, you lied to me. You said that you was gonna ride for me.
Just tell me one more time. How will we love us and friends?
Tonight I'm gonna show you all. When I walk away, you
What's going on, Dons and Divas? I want to thank y'all for tuning in. We still didn't get a response back from Familiar at the lines of credit. And I'm getting text messages. They feeling the music and everything. So we're going to keep going with the music. See if Tanae going to tune in, give it another 5 or 10 minutes. If not, we'll just keep it going with the music. Like I said, I know she said she had to get on a plane today. So, you know, it ain't no love lost on that, you know, with this bad weather. So if she's on the plane, I'm hoping she's safe and everything, because I know for sure she would have definitely called in. But stay right there. We're going to get into some more music. You know, I appreciate y'all all tuning in on this day back. Storm, she handling some GQ Palace business as well. But stay right there, don't move. We're gonna get into the next joint. Beyonce and Jay-Z featuring DJ Khaled, shining. Stay right there, it's GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. It's Buddy. just informed Tanae actually on the line. So we're going to get into another track. So, Tanae, if you are on the line, we need you to press that one button. All right? We're going to get into another track because she pressed that one button so we can see which number she is because we don't know which number you are. So I need you to press that one button so we can come to you. Right now, we're going to get into this exclusive joint by Abyss. It's called Why You Mad. Tanae, if you're on the line, press that one button. It's GQ Powers Radio Love and Entertainment. It's Butters, baby.
You know what I noticed?
What, girl?
No matter what you do,
uh-huh,
you always going to have some haters. And just when you think the hate is done, it's like, really? I can't have a hit? But why? Okay, since y'all got a hate on everything I do, you know, since I can't live,
yeah.
I got a question.
Here she go again, still murdering words purposely. Perfect without the surgery. Surgically removing the worst of the worst. Urgently, emergency, 911. They reporting third degree. Homicide, but why? Like they never heard of me. Surprise, like flashing before their eyes. Now they nervous me. Curses, sitting in the corner like they're nerving me. They blurry, I ain't worried, they ain't hurting me. That's why I be asking. You mean? Always got their mouth open, slow poking their nose in your business. Trying to make it seem they up to date on your statistics. Wishing they had a clue, spreading rumors off that wish list. The list with all the wishing they had your characteristics. Scheming, wanna be you so bad, don't they? Too bad he broke the mold when he made the one and only. They told me at the top that it's gonna be pretty lonely. I don't need nobody with me if you're phony.
They whispering.
The Divas, please welcome Tanae Jackson. Hello, Tanae, are you there?
Yes, I'm
here. Hello, Tanae. Because I knew you were getting on a flight. I want to tell you, it's definitely an honor having you on and everything. You know,
I did inform
the listeners that you was getting on a flight as well, you know. There's no love lost. I know the weather is bad out there. You know?
Yeah. There were a couple of delays.
Oh, okay, okay. And I definitely want to thank you for tuning in. It's definitely an honor having you on.
Thank you.
Tanae. You got some real hot flavors going on right now. You know?
Really? I do.
Love on Fleek. Yeah, I heard that Love on Fleek. That Honey. Yeah, the Honey. Oh my gosh, that track is just crazy.
That's funny you say that. I mean, a lot of people, when I first put that out, a lot of people did not like the video, but they loved the song. That was my first song that I ever did a video to. Like, when everybody knew who I was, that was like the first song. And a lot of people who don't know of that song, they're under the impression that I'm not R&B, but I did start off R&B.
Oh, well, I know that song. I'm not going to lie. When I first heard it, I was like, wow, this is something serious. But you got a lot of things going on. You're CEO. You got a web series as well. You're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a little clip of that as well. Tell us a little something about that.
Well, the web series is very ghetto. It's very gangster. I just thought that I would try my luck at acting. A lot of people have been telling me just go into acting because they saw my videos and they thought that I was good on camera. So, you know, I'm starting out with the acting and what have you. And a young lady by the name of Aisha Brown, who is doing a web series, a brand new web series called The Last Re-Up, she said, I would love to have you in there, but I want you to play yourself. And I was like, well, that's perfect because I don't know how to be nobody else but myself. So I got in there, and actually she's been getting calls out of the woodworks. Everyone has been asking her, you know, who's that person? Who's that person? You know, I am over-sexualized in it, but that's how she wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Now, as far as the music going on, what's going on with the music? Tell us a little something about the music. Because, you know, I'm going to play Honey first. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to play Honey first. I love that song.
Well, when I started to get a lot of hate, and I thought the music industry is very tough, and it's very, very, it's very backbiting and backstabbing, and I thought that maybe I would take a break from it, but I'm starting to have second thoughts. I might release something, I might not. I'm still thinking about it.
Now, when you do your music, who's actually doing the productions of your tracks?
There are different people doing the production. Honey was done by Terry Lewis. So every song that I do is not done by the same person. I probably have two songs that was done by the same person, but that's about it.
Now, I see when you do your music, you have like a different type of style and flow. That's what makes you different from everybody. But in your own versatility, what makes you different from everybody else?
I don't know. It's just something that's been like that since I was a kid. Even in school, you know, the kids never really understood me because I was different. I don't see nothing different about my swag. I see nothing different about how I am, but everyone perceives something unique about me, and I can't pinpoint it. I'm not the person on the outside looking in, so I don't know what people are seeing that's different. I'm just me.
I hear you. Now, I want to get into Honey. Tell us a little bit about the track, Honey. I know you said it was done a while ago, but explain to people about that specific track, what actually made you do that track and title it Honey.
Well, a friend of mine introduced me to Terry Lewis, and he did not believe in me. He just looked at me. I said, yeah, you know, I sing and I song, right? And he was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And, like, I was showing him some of my writing. He was kind of ignoring it. And I was like, okay. And then I said, well, I'd really like a track. I want to put out a song. And he gave me this track, which was supposed to be scrapped. But he put it together, and I did it. And he was actually impressed. I proved him wrong. And I remember I spoke to him, I spoke to him about 2 weeks ago, and I said, you know, when I first met you, you didn't believe in me. He said, well, you know, I hear this a million times. I can sing, I can dance, I can write. You know, every other person wants to sing and write songs. He said, so, you know, that's why I didn't believe in you, but you've proved me wrong, and I'm kind of starstruck. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I've come a long way.
Okay. All right, Dons and Divas, we're going to get into Tanae Jackson. Honey, remember where you heard it, GQ Fellas Radio Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love, entertain with your host, Rich Money, and Storm, keep it locked.
How you feel about me? I know you got a lot of girls, so many that love. mine from love to love. Oh, honey, are you gonna be with me? What's it gonna be? Oh, honey, it's not the thing you do that makes me want you. Oh, honey, are you gonna be with me? Is it me or that piece? Boy, you're taking time. Just make up your mind if you wanna be with me.
This is the GQ Palace exclusive.
Push me up the side. When you gonna learn? I am just a type that you don't deserve. They can never give all the things you like. Stay with me one night, you'll see that I'm right. Tell me what I gotta do, 'cause I wanna make you see that you're better off here with me. 'Cause I'll make the sun shine bright when I make love so nice. When you're with her, you be thinking twice. Boy, you know I'm right. Oh, honey, are you gonna be with me? What's it gonna be? Oh, honey, it's not the thing you do that makes me want you. Oh, honey, are you gonna be with me? Is it me or that? Boy, you're taking time. Just make up your mind if you wanna be with me.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
The music just turns me off.
Oh, honey, are you gonna be with me? What's it gonna be? Oh, honey, it's not the thing you do that makes me want you. Oh, honey, are you gonna be with me? Is it me or that piece? Boy, you're taking time. Just make up your mind if you wanna be with me.
Something about that song, it's like a different type of feel to it. You understand what I mean? How long did it actually take you to write that song?
It took me about an hour.
An hour?
Yeah, it
wow.
took an hour. The song was based on an experience that I had with, I'm not going to say his name, very famous producer. We all know him. I used to date him back in the day, and we just never got into it. He's now married, has kids, and, you know, I made that song. We're still cool to this day. He helps me out with my social media sometimes, but that song is about him.
Now, you was on CNN, you was on E! News, Channel 11, everything. Now, what was that like, you know, to feel like, okay, I'm talking about me, not my members of my family. This is about me. You understand? As big as your family members is, what did it feel like to talk about just you and not them being involved?
Well, you want me to be honest, when I was on those big media outlets, they were asking me more about my family members than me. I always had to fight. Like, every time they... you know, scheduled the interview with me, I always had to say, my publicist always had to say, listen, she doesn't want to do the interview if you're not going to speak about her and her craft. Like, let's keep this about her. She's not trying to walk in the shadow of anybody else. And a lot of them did not respect that. And I constantly had to curb the question, like, okay, hey, I mean, you did invite me here. This is about me. If you want to interview this person, if you want to ask about this person and that person, then interview them.
Exactly, because to me, I feel like that's actually using a person, you understand? So you're using a person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, well, we're here to talk about you. Yes.
Well, thank God.
But we're here to talk about you. Janae, mm-hmm. What's going on with mm-hmm. Janae? Now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you get on that stage and start to perform?
Well, sometimes I get butterflies. Sometimes I feel, I can feel the energy of the audience, you know, and when I look in the faces of the audience, sometimes I might be reading it wrong. I see people looking up at me and, you know, some of them, they look like, whatever, this bitch. And then you got some people that are just, you know, they're just staring like, oh, wow, like, oh, I like her song or I like her performance. And then, you know, I can't read everybody's expression the same way. But, I mean, you know, I do know that people do like to come see me live. That's one thing. With the same amount of hate that I get, those same people that talk shit about me, they're the ones looking at my videos 2 and 3 times.
Wow.
No. So when I'm on stage, I basically mm-hmm. just feel the energy of everybody else.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. You know, they're not distracting. Because, mm-hmm. like, it's going to be haters. You know, you're going to have people that hate just for the fact that they can't get to, you understand, where you at. Or they want to be where you at. Or they're going to talk behind your back just to try to put you in that low self-esteem. You understand?
Yeah.
They're going to do that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
And I've Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I said I've learned a lot from that. I've learned a lot about who my real friends are and who are not. I get hate from men older than you, and that's strange to me. That's gay to me,
wow.
But that's okay.
Yeah, you know. And you ain't older than me. I'm not an old guy. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay, yeah, you're nice and young. You're a spring chicken.
Now, your mother discovered you. Your singing abilities at the age of a young age. How did that come about?
It was my grandma. It was my grandma, my mother's mom. She was a doctor. They're foreigners. And I just know my youngest aunt, when I was young, I had an aunt that was still in her last year of high school. And she used to dance all the time in the living room. She always used to pull me as her dance partner. And then one day, I just started singing. And then my grandmother turned her head real fast. She was like, whoa. And yeah, and then my teacher, my fourth grade teacher, overheard me singing coming out of the bathroom. So she put together a play, and she made me the star of the play. I invited everybody from my family to come, but only my grandmother showed up, and I was surprised. I didn't even know she was in the audience until the show was over. And everybody came and congratulated her, and from that point on, she was trying her best to put me into the music business. She said, oh, well, you know, she has her father's family talent. She has to do this, she has to do that. And she was willing to give up her career just to manage me and support my career. Unfortunately, she just passed away from cancer, and she's been gone for, I think, it's been 15 years.
Wow. Ooh, well, it's a good thing she discovered you. But we're going to bring Storm on because she finally made it. Storm, are you in the building?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, Storm.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Janae Jackson in the building.
Hi. Nice to finally talk to you again.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. It's been so long.
Okay.
She's like, oh,
now,
who is that? Go ahead.
Well, that's Storm. She's the co-host. You know, that's my wife. She's been a co-host with me for a while now. But she's handling some business.
Hi, Storm.
And she's
hi.
Yes, sorry. I will. Rich Money, I do apologize for being late. We just got here, so it was snowing and everything. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I called in so I could definitely, you know, enjoy the show.
Cool.
Okay. Now, Renee, when it comes, have you ever did any collaboration? Is this somebody that's out now that you would like to do a collaboration with that you haven't done yet?
I would like to collab with Bruno Mars. There was interest to collaborate with me. I had Childish Gambino was interested in collabing with me, A. Marie at one point, but it never worked out.
Oh, wow. Okay, so is there anyone else that you'd rather that you'd work with?
No.
That was it?
No.
That was it.
All
Bruno
right.
Mars is my boy.
All right, so then of course don't give up and keep pushing, you know, mm-hmm. don't, you know, whatever it was that, you know, that happened, you know, depending on what it is.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot one person. Jason Derulo.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And how did that come about?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What makes you wanna like do something with, you know, Jason Derulo?
Jason Derulo's sound is kind of similar to some of the songs that I've done that were pop, and I feel like he has the same direction as me.
Okay, so the collaboration together would definitely be hot.
Mhm.
That would definitely be a good collaboration. So Rich Money, I don't know what questions, like I said, you've asked and you didn't ask. But today, so what's new with you? Like how have you been? You know, what have you been working on? Is there anything that we can, you know, look forward to within the next couple of months? Do you have any shows? You know, like what's going on with you?
Well, I do have a new web series that I'm in where I play myself. It's called The Last Re-Up.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing currently. I'm trying to build up my acting career, and I might release a new song. I'm not sure yet. I might be doing another song. I did want to give up music, but I think I might do another song.
Okay. Now, did something happen that you wanted to stop doing it, or it's just you want to pursue other directions?
As far as music is concerned, I feel like I'm being attacked a lot. I feel like the society of people that are musicians, I feel, is very, very backstabbing and backbiting. And I don't want to have to dislike nobody. I don't want to have to be in trouble. So it's just better for me to venture off into something else to keep a nice, quiet life.
Right. Okay. Now, do you feel that's because of, like, your style of music, or do you feel like that's because of who you are? Why do you feel that way?
It's because of who I am. People are very intimidated by me, by not even getting to know me. You know, like, it's not fair, but it is what it is. People, they prejudge me too much. You know, I bump into a lot of people this whole world, a lot of people have insecurities, and a lot of people don't know how to deal with it. And I hate to say this, unfortunately, a lot of black people come to me with a lot of nonsense in the business. It's mostly black people, and it's sad.
Wow. That is sad because, you know, usually you would think that, you know, people would stick together, you know, a little bit more, you know, humble themselves a little bit more and just get to know you as an artist, you know, and as a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely see. Do you feel that, you know, with you being, you know, with your last name being Jackson and you being a part of the family, do you feel like that's a hard shoe to fill?
Well, I'm only filling my shoes. I've always been only filling my shoes. I've never tried to fill anybody else's shoes. But once again, people keep trying to perceive me that way. And I'm trying to let people know it is not that way. I am my own entity.
Right.
You know,
you know, a lot of artists, a lot of people in the business, they are intimidated by me because of my last name. They don't want to see me go anywhere because they feel I might supersede them. So they cut me down before it could even happen. They don't want to lose their place or their spot. And I can never take anybody's place or spot, because if you're an icon, you've done it. You've made your mark. How am I going to erase that?
Right. It's kind of like let you enjoy, you know, your life. But I always say to Rich Money, like, in the music industry, you know, there's enough money for everybody, you know, and there's enough to go around where everybody can shine, you know, maybe on different levels, but there's enough where each person can be their own individual and, you know, be able to maintain. And it's unfortunate, you know, that you do catch, you know, so much, let's just say, negativity when it comes down to, you know, you expressing who you are and you doing your music. And, you know, now with you, you know, telling your story, it's, you know, that's unfortunate that you've, you know, caught so much, you know, backlash and stuff, and people, you know, not definitely just embracing you for who you are. You know, that's
unfortunate. Well, I did some forensic searching, and I did find that a lot of the hate was just coming from my dad's family. You know, they would make a statement to a blogger or somebody, and then that blogger would say something, and then all their followers would just follow. It's not that they really actually hate me. They're paid to do it. You know?
No. And that's terrible.
And that's terrible. That's terrible. And it's a... It's karmic.
Wow.
It's karmic.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, when I say karma will come around, it already has, and it's still coming.
And, you know, and you would think that because, you know, everyone has been established, you know, and even yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, you're established, you are your own person, and, you know, you
mm-hmm.
hustle hard to get to where you are, you know, today. And
mm-hmm.
it's unfortunate that instead of them just embracing that, you know, that she is, you know, family, and this is, you know, this is who she is, and look at the talent that she has, and looking at you as a person, you know, that's unfortunate, you know. And I'm definitely gonna say sorry, because that has to be a hurtful feeling to be able to, you know, experience something like that and to stop stuff before you can even get started and get out there. But you do have, you know, you definitely, you're very talented, you know, woman, and you have skills. Like, when I tell you, like, I'm like, wow, listen to this. Like, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, my only thing would be just tell your story, but then revisit the music, you know, because you have a gift. You know, you truly have
a gift.
And don't, you know, don't let it go, you know, because someone else's stupidity. Sorry for, you know, saying it like that, but no, just, you have a gift, you have a talent, and you utilize that talent, and you just keep on pushing, you know, so that you can succeed and be whoever it is and do whatever it is that you want to do, you know.
And I'm doing it as much as I can, and I'll tell you, still, and it's unfortunate that I have to, you know, that I came into this world fighting, and I kind of feel like I'm still fighting, because, you know, when I was born, I almost died at my birth. There were a few people, and I'm not going to mention, who didn't want me to be born.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother stood up for her right and said, no, I'm bringing this child into the world. And I shifted to another part of her birth canal, and they had to give her a cesarean and pull me out.
Mm.
And I made it. And that right there, I was fighting for my life at my birth. And it seems now that I want to express my talents and do my craft and build a career off of a talent that God has given me, it seems like here it is, I got to fight again for my life.
Right. It's like you're still fighting. You know, you were fighting then and you're fighting now, you know, as an adult. And,
mm-hmm.
wow, that's... Mm. That's so unfortunate, you know. And as you tell, you know, as you make your movie and you tell your story, do you think mm-hmm. by you doing that's going to be easier or harder for you? Like, do you think that's going to be harder than doing the music or easier than doing the music?
I don't know, because I haven't ventured off into it yet, but I know doing things like that is very therapeutic for someone who's struggling or
depressed or hurting from a situation. Me, I've been handling it pretty well all my life. I mean, if I did that, it would be done legally. There's nothing anybody could say. I have freedom of speech.
Right. And it's your story. You know, it's your story. Mm-hmm. So as long as it's your story, then, you know, no one can do anything about it anyway. You know, it's up to you. You know, now is it something that you wanted to be like on TV, or do you want to do like say like a Netflix type thing? Like what?
Oh, I just don't know because I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, it's just something that you know it's up in the air and you're trying to figure, you know, it out. But you know what? I'm gonna say it. You should try and tell your story and reach out to like different people to tell your story that way. You know, like how they have different shows on TV where you get to. You know, like tell your story, like what is the name? It's like you're like the child of, you know, and then like it's they have that.
You want to know something strange? It's funny you mentioned that. Fox 5 and a couple of other people were like, we would love to interview for you to tell your story, no matter when you want to do it, even if it's 5 years, 10 years from now, we want you to speak about it. A lot of majors have, I think about 3 majors have said that to me, and I was like, man, I ain't ready. There's just more that I got to do right now.
Right. But you know what? You might need to revisit it, you know, just to revisit it and tell your story, you know. And even, I mean, I don't know how you feel about books, but even if you write a book, you know, you tell your story, you write a book, you know. I mean, there's a lot of different things.
I think the book will come along with the movie. But like I said, I'm not ready for that right now. Just, you know, it'll come later.
Here I am pushing you, right? Here I am, right? Like, yeah, what about this? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we want to do right now, we want to get into another one of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
Love Won't Sleep Over. Tell us about that.
Love Won't Sleep was... It was about the same guy in Honey.
Oh, okay.
It was about the same guy in Honey, but the video was. I also wrote the treatment for the video, and for those who have seen the video, you know it's very, very shocking. Like, in the video, I'm with a fiancé who I can't get along with, so I cheat on him with a bald-headed guy, and at the end of the video, I catch him in bed with the same bald-headed guy I was cheating on him with.
No.
Yes, so I couldn't. BET rejected the video because of that. They said it was way too much, but a lot of people liked it.
Wow. I don't know how. Okay, so Rich. Ooh,
that sounds pretty deep right there. All right, Dawn and Divas, we're going to get into some more. Go ahead, what you going to say, Snake? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell everybody, check out the video on YouTube, Love on Sleep by Snake Jackson.
All right,
Dawn and Divas, you heard it. Here on GQ College Radio. Here's some more fire about Snake Jackson, Love on Sleep. GQ College Radio, love and entertainment. It's butter.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills.
This is the GQ Palace. Exclusive.
GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment, with your host, Rich Money, Rich Money, and Storm.
I guess that's over. I guess no more than that.
yeah. Out by the beach, you next to me. I've never been so happy, it's so good to be me. You whispered in my ear, you made me feel so secure. You said, baby, I never leave you, no. Seeing the verse is good, I guess that's over. I guess no more, you had night. Another woman is taking all your time, and I'm the last thing on your mind. You never said goodbye, and I don't see a reason why. It's over.
I'm going to go look for the video on YouTube because I have not seen it, but I know it's going to be hilarious. And I'm going to start sharing it. I hope you don't mind. I want to start sharing it. I want people to start, you know, liking it because I want them to see, like, the work that you're doing, you know, like, and I feel like they should embrace you for who you, you know, for who you are, you know. I'm big on, like, being, you know, independent and, you know, making sure that, like, you get, you know, your due credit. Like, you have a gift. You have a talent. Like, even the music, the beat of it is just so, like, pop, you know, like it has you, you know, moving. And you can hear that as you're walking around. You know, you can hear that when you're in your car. You know, if you happen to go, like, to a lounge or something, like, you can hear that. And you could feel it, you know. So I want to commend you on it. I definitely liked it. I'm just saying, you know. So
thank you so much. Thank you. I think that you should share it. And for all those that are listening, my YouTube page is 7Tanae7. The actual number 7, Tanae, mm-hmm. and then 7. So they can go on YouTube on my actual page. They can subscribe. They can look at all my videos. Now, I have not posted anything new yet, but this year I think I'll be doing that. But you know, I'm going to surprise everybody, and I said that I wasn't going to do it, but if you can give them just a taste of the first verse in the chorus of my song that I am working on right now, it's called Fabulous.
Oh, okay.
All right, so what I'll do is, because I'm going to give them a taste of it, just a taste of it.
Don't give them everything now, just a taste.
Okay, I'm going to give them a taste of it, and what we're going to do, we're going to come back. I'm going to ask you another question or two, and we're going to take it from there, all right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes. I do have to catch my plane, so.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what, Rich Money, what do you think about, she can give out all her information, and then the outgoing song could be that.
Well,
she wants to play the whole thing.
Yeah.
You want to just give a taste. So what I'll do is I'll just play the first verse real fast. We come back, you give out your information, and we do it like that. Is that good?
That's great.
Okay. All right, Dons and Divas, here's a little flavor that y'all going to get exclusive from Tanae Jackson called Fabulous. Y'all not going to get the whole thing, you know. So when you start getting in that groove and start dancing, pause like you're running around in the chair because it's going to stop because y'all ain't getting the whole flavor. All right, here we go, Dawes and Jesus. Let's make it happen. GQ Powers Radio, love and entertainment. Fabulous spots of Jack.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment with your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
Feel the rhythm.
This is a GQ Palace.
I'm looking for a good time. Say you can last 8 p.m. past midnight. Right. You're trying to see if you can get that far. You must not know who I am, boy. You're talking to a star. You need to relax and experience life. Right. I see you live by the night. Pay attention, boy. See me another time. I hear you talking, you feel it up to the eyes. Yeah, we get it lit like a bomb. Once you hear my song, feel me like do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, yeah.
Oh, I like it. That right there is a club banger. That is definitely a club banger.
I love it.
You know how
yes.
hard it took for me to end that song? I'm not going to lie. It took a lot for me to end that song just now.
And I was waiting. I was like, end it. Come on, end it. I love it.
It took a
yes.
lot for me to end that song. Now, I just want to ask you one question because I know you got to catch a plan and everything. How do you balance everything mm-hmm. out? You're the CEO and president of the Roth Entertainment. You're doing a web series. You're doing music. You're starting a clothing line. How do you balance everything out?
I have no clue. It must be the grace of God. I don't know what I'm doing half of the time.
That's right.
That I
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Because you don't know. For the time that I started my career and I became very public, it's been stressful. I'm not going to lie to you. I've had to deal with a lot. I've had to deal with a lot that a lot of people don't see. And one thing I was taught, if I give up, I failed myself. So I have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard it is, because I know what my destiny is, and I know what God has given me, and I know what I must do. And I'm not just doing it for myself. I'm doing it for my grandma, you know, rest in peace, because she was willing to give up her whole career just to see me become a star. So even if I never make it to the A-listers, I've made it as a B-lister, and I can't say that I didn't try.
Right. Don't worry. You're always an A-lister. You got skills. You got talent.
Yeah.
So you're always an A-lister. But Rich Money, I will not keep her because I know she has to go. We have the YouTube information. I don't know if you want to give any other website information out.
Yes, you can get on my Instagram. The Instagram is very male-friendly, and it is real_TanaeJackson. I have a Twitter, which is Tanae Jackson, and my Facebook is Tanae Jackson. So, you know, and yes, the YouTube, 7Tanae7.
Excellent.
Oh, wait, I can't forget, before I go, my website, www.TanaeJackson.com. Bang.
Excellent. Well, travel safe, and good luck to
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure and always an honor. And you
Thank
take
you
care.
For
yes,
having me.
It's definitely
fun.
An honor having you on. we
you.
Did, too, Tanae. And just let me know when
Thank
I can put
you.
Out that, you know, let me know when you're ready for me to let go of that fabulous.
I'll think about it. I'll see what I'm going to do with it.
All right.
All right, Dawes and Divas. Tanae Jackson. Dawes and Divas. That's it for tonight's show. We want to thank the guests, the listeners. We definitely want to thank Tanae Jackson, new generation of the Jacksons, Tito Jackson daughter, pop star, mega pop star, Michael Jackson's niece, Janet Jackson, niece to all of them. She's going through a lot, you know, but through the grace of God, like she says, she's definitely doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Storm, my beloved wife, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You know what, Rich Money, she's going through a lot, but she just got to stay prayed up and just keep focused and, you know, listen. Everything happens for a reason, and God is definitely going to make a way out of her. Even when you see no way, God's going to make a way. So she's on her way to greatness. She just got to keep pushing and keep striving, and no matter what, and turn that negative into positive, and she'll be just great.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She definitely will. So, do you have anything you want to say to the people before we go out, Storm? You know, I also want to give a shout out to my baby Destiny, her cheerleading team, Platinum Athletics. Good luck. No.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're here. It's cold. You know, it's cold by the water, so it's definitely cold. So, you know, I just want to say, have a blessed, safe week. Thank you for, you know, look, I'm sorry for being late, and I hope I made it up because it was definitely a great show, and you know, I look forward to, you know, speaking to her more, and you know, this is like the welcome back show to the Friday show, so I'm definitely happy to, you know, be on the air with you on Fridays, and this is the beginning of many more shows, so I'm thankful and I'm blessed, and I want them to have a blessed and safe weekend, and look forward to you guys next week. And don't forget to check out our shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Same number.
Yes. Different times. Monday, 8 to 9, UAR, mm-hmm. Unsigned Artist. Tuesday, Love Sensation, 8 to 9. Wednesday,
eight to nine.
The Diva Squad,
9 to 10.
At 9 p.m. now. So mm-hmm. make sure y'all get that down. It's at 9 p.m. Friday. You know, we start at 7. I think we're going to work on getting Amar Khalil back on for Tony. You know,
excellent.
See what's going
I'm
on
excited.
With him. You know, and see what's going on with him. And a couple of new artists that's out now. We're going to work on that. You know.
All right. But of course, if you know, one of the callers, you know, anyone that's listening in, if you do want that interview and you want to be able to promote what it is that you're working on and you want GQ Palace to help you promote that by giving you an interview and as well as putting you into our magazine, you know, you can send all your information and correspondence to two websites, gqpalaceradio@gmail.com, all lowercase, all one word, or you can use gq002@gmail.com, and you can just send all your information in. If you're an artist, that's two or three pictures, a bio, has to be mastered, you know, yes, mastered and radio edited. So please make sure you send all the correct information in. And if you're just trying to promote what you're doing, send your bio in a couple pictures and just make sure you put your phone number so we can reach out to you and talk to you more in detail about the interview, setting it up. And we don't discriminate. We welcome all. And we're just excited to be back on the air on Friday.
Yes, we are. And I think we're going to go out with the song that we danced on our wedding to when we came out when they mentioned us. All right?
All right.
All right. Y'all have a blessed and safe weekend. This is Rich Money and Storm, GQ Powers Radio, Love and Entertainment. This is Butter Baby.
Change. I can cover my pride, but I can't cover up my pride.
Oh, no.
I did some things that I can't take. But baby, it's true, I would change it all for you.
Believe,
you gotta believe me, baby.
I'm yours forever.
Oh, oh,
completely,
completely in love. The old me was lonely, searching for my one and only. So happy that I found you.
All the potential, and you made it so simple to be loved.
It'll never be the same.
Baby,
if it's for you, I
it's butter, baby, 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 baby.